It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and this is The George Williams Show. Folks, our number here is 251-343-0106. And if you have a cell phone, you can pick us up. Like a lot of people now, I don't know why, they don't have a radio at home. Everybody use your cell phone or your TV. But anyway, we have an app that you can pick up at FM Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065.com. That's FM Talk, 1065.com. So you could take that and be in your car, and as long as you got internet service, you can listen to our show, folks, okay? And you can also go back and listen to our podcast, which is simultaneously being recorded. And you can listen to shows from years back. So if you miss a show on Tuesday night, just go to fmtalk1065.com and hit that little button that says podcast and go to Tuesday, okay? And you will and put my name in and you can listen to all our shows. All right, folks, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on. Those Democrats, a.k.a. Democrats, they don't know what the hell is going on, folks. They don't know what's going on, and they don't know what's hitting them, and that's good, because our mission is to get as many Democrats out of office as we can, because to me, in my opinion, they're anti-American, they're pro-illegals, because they're looking for votes, they want to make illegals quickly make them U.S. citizens so they can vote. And, folks, we can't have that. Everything that President Trump is doing, they're fighting. Look at what happened with the budget, okay? And they're mad at Senate Minority Leader Schumer out of New York because he agreed with our budget, temporary budget, six-month continuing resolution to continue the budget. As you know, a new budget started on October 1st, and it ends on September, the last day in September, 30th or 31, whichever how many days, okay? And so we need to balance our budget, folks. We need to, and that's what they're doing. The administration is working on that by getting rid of all of those zeros in the federal government that are not doing anything. And I'm not talking about essential. When I talk about zeros, I mean the USAID, the Voice of America, and all of those programs that suck up American dollars. That's what I'm talking about. And there are billions of dollars. And look at Stacey Abrams, her group, which is in Georgia, and what they did. They gave her organization almost $2 billion, and she never said anything about that, okay? Why would one organization or two, three, four, five get $1 billion? And it was $2 billion, okay? She should be arrested. All of those involved in that NGO that they created, they should be arrested. And whomever in the government that authorized that should be arrested and sent to jail. Okay? They should be arrested and sent to jail. So this is what's happening under your nose. Under your nose, folks. And then they're complaining about a monk, Elon Musk. He's doing the job that should have been done years ago. Okay? Look at USAID, the billions of dollars that they're giving away to these countries. And to think about that, our own new congressman, Shamari Figures, he had a town hall yesterday, okay? And I guess he didn't know that his district is comprised of a lot of Republicans. So Shamari figures was, he was, you know, he was having a town hall. And people were asking him different questions, okay? He thought that he would have a Democratic audience. It wasn't just Democratic, folks. It wasn't just Democratic. And they got on him. They got on him. Okay? And it's unbelievable what he has done. He's only been in a couple months in Congress, and he has backed the Democratic machine in Congress solidly. Okay? And it is unbelievable that he is in a state like Alabama, and he is one of the bills that he voted against was the bill that would allow, that would prevent males from participating in women's sports. Now, our other congresswoman, she also voted against that bill. Can you imagine? And I think they both have children. Can you imagine them voting against the bill to keep males out of women's sports? This is what they did. This is what they did. Okay? So, folks, these are the people that you guys voted for. Okay? Our two Democratic Congress folks. You voted for them, and hopefully you won't vote for them 2 years from now or a year and a half from now. We need to put Republicans in those positions. Those two Democrats do not belong in Alabama politics, and they've shown it. But Mr. Figures, he was shocked at the reception that he got, okay, at Bishop State. This was at Bishop State, and I talked to someone today who was at that town hall that Congressman Figures, and they, from what that person told me, the two people that I talked to today, that he was really surprised, okay? He was really surprised. And after this break, we're going to bring Dick Morris on, and we're going to talk about something else that that is very disturbing that the Democrats are doing, okay, regarding transgenders and regarding these district court, federal district court judges. It is unbelievable, and they have no authority in my book to issue a ruling that pertains to all of the United States. What are they? They're district court judges. So whatever is in their district, yes. But to cover all over the United States, no. It wasn't that way, folks. The Constitution wasn't made that way, okay? Wasn't created for that. So we're going to be talking about that for after this break. And folks, that's very disturbing what the Democrats are doing. And you don't hear any Democrats talking about that in public. They don't want you to know that they're fighting that, okay? Our two Democratic Congress folks, they voted, they're voting against that. Okay, it is totally unbelievable, unbelievable. So if you vote for these two individuals, okay, the female and the male, Democrats, who are black, and I can't understand why they are voting the way they vote. Well, I can understand. They're Democrats. So, but it is hurting our female athletes. It is hurting because they want males to compete against females, folks. That is crazy. That is ludicrous. Okay? That's what they want. And they try to keep it quiet. They try to keep it quiet. But we're not going to allow them to keep it quiet. We're going to blast it all over. All over. Why would a congressperson want a male to compete against a female? Answer that question. If anybody have an answer to that, please let me know, okay? All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we're talking about the federal judges, okay? Federal district court judges. You know, you got three tiers. You got the district court judge, federal district court judge. Then you have the federal appeals court, which covers so many states. And then you have the federal Supreme Court, which covers everything. Okay? And right now we're talking about district court judges. And I'm looking at something here, and it says, federal judge blocks Trump administration from banning transgenders from military service. Hogwash. Hogwash. And a federal judge cannot do that. And I hope the Trump administration deal with this situation, okay? Now, when I went through, joined the military and the Marine Corps, and that was some years back, they asked, do we have any gays here? And there was nobody said anything. And the drill instructor, this was in the Marines, folks, he said, okay, so, no gays. No, sir. No, sir. No gays. Then after a week and a half of training, we were in the squad bay. And at that time, we had about 75 Marines in each platoon. So this one guy, Dave, I won't say his name, we were standing at attention. And he asked the drill instructor if he could speak. And the drill instructor, yeah. And he said, sir, when we first came, you asked if there were any gays in the in our platoon. And he said, yeah, that's right. I never forget the drill instructor. Yeah, that's right, maggot. So they call us all kind of names, you know. That's in the Marine Corps. You had to get used to that, folks. And he said, well, I'm gay, sir. So they took him out, and we never saw him again. Okay, and never saw him again. And my son, who graduated with a master's degree from Miami what year did he graduate? I think 2012. Okay, and he joined the Marine Corps, and he went to officer's candidate school to become an officer, and he did. And he spent 6 years active duty in the Marines. Then he's in the reserves now. But he said morale was so terrible in the military because of Obama and Biden allowing gays to join the Marine Corps. Okay? So thank God when Trump came, he said he banned no more. No more, because that was a big morale concern for the military and recruitment, okay? So afterwards, Trump did the executive order, and they started getting the gays out of the military until this judge here made that ruling, which it won't stick. It won't stick, okay? Over the last month, recruitment in the military has risen by over 50%, folks. Over 50%, okay? Recruitment in the military. So that tells you the negative effect that what Obama and Biden did to the military, okay? And now that Obama and Biden are gone and Trump is in there and they're getting the gays out of the military, well, guess what? Recruitment is up. Because soldiers don't like to deal with that, folks. They don't like to deal with that. Okay? They don't want to have to accept, you know, an order. That's why this DEI program, gone. That's what I love. That's what I love. So that's the reason. Now, this federal judge, and let me see who he was, and he's trying to bar the military from kicking gays out. And it's Anna Reyes in Washington, D.C., okay? I think it's a female. She made that ruling, and it's not going to stick. Because the military should be hands off for these judges. First of all, if you're a district court, federal district court judge, that's what it meant. Your district, okay? Your district, whatever ruling you made in your district, then that should apply to your district and not to all of America. Just like Trump getting these Venezuelans and shipping them back. Well, the judge found out about it, and he wanted them to turn the plane around. You don't have any say-so in that, judge. Obama-selected judge, you have no say-so. So I'm glad that they took them to Ecuador, and they made the video of it. These are dangerous people, folks. These are dangerous people. These are dangerous people. These are some of the people that Maduro from Venezuela emptied his prison and sent them here. And guess what? The Biden administration had brought thousands of them in by plane and put them in different communities. And unfortunately, a lot of those communities were minority communities. That's where they put them at. So Trump and his bulldog, Harmon, round them up and they're shipping them out. These are dangerous people, folks. Dangerous people. I was a federal agent. I know. We should deal with these people. But yet you have some quirky federal judge who think they have all the power in the world, who's telling the administration that you can't deport these bad people out of America. They're not U.S. citizens, okay? This is what they're doing. And let's hear Dick Morris, because he's going to explain more about it, and then we'll continue after this. Here's Dick Morris, folks.
There are many examples piling up of local district court judges, of whom there are about 700 in the country, issuing bans and decisions that are nationwide, in effect. Two or three judges, for example, have banned Trump from challenging birthright citizenship. And their bans take effect nationally, even though they just sit in one district. This gives rise to judge shopping and jurisdiction shopping, where liberals try to find radical judges somewhere in the country who will agree with them on the specific action. And the ban then takes effect nationally until the decision is appealed and reversed, or until another district court makes a different decision. This judge shopping is part of judicial activism and lawfare, and Trump is absolutely right for stopping it. A district court judge should have the right to make a decision that affects his district, but not the entire 50 states.
All right, Dick Morris, and I believe that to be 1,000% correct. They should be allowed to rule in their district, not all over America, folks. That's not how the courts were set up. That's not how the courts were set up. So Trump is fighting that, and eventually it will go to the appeals court and Supreme Court. Now, what? Last month, the Supreme Court said that the administration have the right to deport illegals out of America. Okay? A lot of people forgot that. All right? They don't have to go to court. These are not American citizens. They're not even legal citizens. Oh, that's like this individual who they sent out. He was a legal resident here, okay? But he was leading the protests against the Israelis, okay? And he graduated from Columbia with a grad degree, a master's degree, but he's not a U.S. citizen. He's not even a U.S. citizen. And he's doing all these things against the American government. So they took his behind out of here, and a female. They took her out, okay? This is our country. This is our country. Security for our country is the utmost. It's the utmost. And that's what we have to do. So these local district court judges, Democrat judges, I must say, okay, appointed by Obama and appointed by Biden, they're the ones who are making these rulings, and Trump keep fighting them, fight them, fight them, fight them, fight them. So this is, to me, this is a national security issue. It's a national security issue, and that's how the administration is looking at this whole situation with these district court judges. Now, some of the appeals court, which could overrule a district court, some of them are conservatives. But what the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to take it to the circuit, and I forgot how many circuits in the U.S., but a circuit is comprised of so many states, okay? So you have the First Circuit, the Second Circuit, the Third Circuit, the Fourth Circuit, all right? And they control so many states. And what the Democrats are trying to do, just like they're doing with the district court judges, they're trying to get Democratic judges to rule against the administration. That's what they're doing. And like the D.C. district, I forgot what district it is, circuit it is, but they normally, everything Trump does, they normally vote against it because majority of them are Democrats, okay? They're Democrats. So they normally vote against it, but it's got to go back to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, hand off district court judges. You're not authorized to do this. And the administration have total control over shipping criminals, illegal criminals, out of America to save Americans' life. Okay? So that's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, continuing on with our mission. And I've said this numerous times. Our mission is to get as many Democrats out of office as we can because they have ruined this country. They have ruined America. They have allowed so many criminals to come into our country. And we have our military, we have our law enforcement trying to round them up. Then you have some of the mayors, okay, who are protecting these individuals. New York, Chicago, Denver, California. They're trying to protect them, folks. Why are they protecting criminals and illegals? Why? Somebody answer that question. And, you know, last week they had four of them from New York. Well, New York is doing a little bit more, okay? They are working with ISIS and the feds to try to round up these individuals. But Chicago, did you hear that idiot? Mayor Johnson in Chicago? Unbelievable. And he had, guess what hit the poll rating on him? 7%. 7%. Okay. And the mayor of San Francisco, the mayor of Denver, they have these sanctuary cities. And I love Pam Bondi because, look, folks, we Republicans have to have guts, okay? We need to have guts. And put Pam Bondi there. Bondi, she got guts. And she said within a year or less, we're not going to have any more sanctuary cities. We don't need one sanctuary city in America, okay? The sanctuary city should be for the protection of the citizens, not the protection of illegals, especially illegal criminals, folks. Every city in America should be sanctuary for the good people against criminals. Okay, but these idiots want sanctuary cities for illegals, for criminals. No way. No, no, no way, folks. Okay, so we have Pam Bondi, Attorney General. We have Patel, the FBI Director. Okay, we have them fighting these criminal elements. And I love what Rubio's doing, the Secretary of State. He is tough, boy. And I didn't think he could be that tough. And I've met him a couple of times. But he is tough. He is tough. And this is the team that Trump has. He has individuals with guts. And they're talking about Elon Musk. I mean, what he's doing. And the Democrats, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do because he is focusing on corruption. I mean, they should have a ticker tape parade for him in all of these cities. But no, nope, they're trying to stop him, folks. They're trying to stop him. But guess what? He's not listening. Trump is not listening. Okay, and then the media is making up all these lies that Trump is cutting out funds for veterans. I'm a veteran, okay? He's not doing that, folks. Or Social Security. He's not doing that. One thing they are doing, if you're on Social Security and you're 150 years old, yeah, he's going to cut you off. And there are some of them 200 years old from what they found. You know, ain't nobody living that long, folks. Now, who's collecting money for these individuals? Okay? I mean, the new bill that was signed to help people like myself who, you know, I'm a dual retiree from the federal government. And when I applied for Social Security, they gave me less than $300. But, you know, up to the time you're ready to retire or apply, they send you these quarterly statements. And my quarterly statement said that I would get between $2,000 and $2,300 a month, okay? But when I applied for Social Security, I got less than $300. And I went down to Social Security and I said, hey, what's going on here? And I took all of those folders that they sent me, these quarterly statements. Yeah, Mr. Williams, but the problem is you have two retirements from the federal government. I said, it had nothing to do with it. You took the money out. You have my money. So before Biden left office, he did do that. The Senate and the House, Congress passed a bill to try and help us out. And they did. They did. They didn't go back all the years. They probably would owe me $300,000, but they only give me, you know, less than that amount, you know, less than. And my monthly will go up a couple hundred dollars. But, folks, I mean, think about that. You have people on Social Security that are long dead. Okay? that have died. And they're supposed to automatically, and these are people that are working for the government. What are they doing? They're collecting money. And let me tell you something, folks. These folks in the government is collecting a lot of money a month. When I say a lot of money, well over $100,000 a month. And they're not working from the office. They're working from home. What can you do from home? Not too much. So this is what Trump is stopping. This is what he's stopping, folks. And all of you Democrats should be appreciative of what this man is doing, what these men are doing, okay? What they have discovered. I mean, look at USAID, the Voice of America. Figures brought this up in his so-called town hall yesterday about federal government cutting off funds for Africa, South Africa. And you know what the purpose of the fund is? To work with the historic black colleges. And they're getting so many, hundreds of thousands a month. What does that have to do with America? What does that have to do with America? And why is he bringing that up? Why is he bringing that up? Literally, and they're giving money to Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria. They're getting money through USAID. And I spent almost 14 years overseas and with the federal government. And I'll give you an example. When I was in Brazil, I spent almost 6 years there and almost 6 years in Nigeria as an agent. And the ambassadors were always complaining that they had no control over USAID personnel. Okay? Now, the ambassadors are supposed to have control on all American agencies in that country. All American agencies. But the only one that they didn't was USAID, and they were given money, I mean billions of dollars, to these no good groups overseas under the aspects of the auspices of NGOs, non-governmental organizations. That's what they did, folks. That's what they did. And then they were hiring all of these foreigners over there to help distribute the money and stuff. Okay? Unbelievable what they were doing. But guess what? Elon picked up on it. We're back to Trump. Trump talked to Secretary of State, said, close it down. And that's what they did. But guess what? Who took us to court? Who took them? Democrats. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. We have aid to all these people. What the hell are we giving aid, millions of dollars to Hamas? To South Africa? To all these African countries and South American countries? And Middle East countries. Think about that. Think about that. And only one group of people are complaining about it. Guess who that is? The Democrats. The Democrats are complaining about it. But I say, President Trump, he must continue. Let's get them all. And here's the thing now. When Obama was in office, they got rid of about 300,000 people out of the federal government. Now, you know, there are over 2 million people in the federal government. You don't need 2 million people, okay? You don't need two million folks. So they got rid of them. Biden got rid of about 70,000 people. That just to show you how many zeros are in the federal government. And then you have like Voice of America. Voice of America, in my opinion, now when I was overseas all those years, we relied on the Voice of America, okay? And we relied on CNN, okay? Because they were the only things that we could listen to. But now, I've listened to the Voice of America. They are, in my opinion, totally, totally liberal. And they are anti-conservative. Okay? Anti-conservative. And a lot of these organizations, like the NAACP, they were getting fed the federal funds. Okay? NAACP is an auxiliary of the Democratic Party. I used to be a member of the NAACP. I used to be a member. But not anymore. Not anymore. So this is what we're talking about, folks, and this is what we're dealing with. So I urge you to support the Trump administration. Support them. They are doing good for America. And if you're in one of these so-called sanctuary cities, get them out of there. And let me give an example. Now, Mayor Adams is he's a zero in my book, the mayor of New York, okay? So he's got some big problems. But guess who's running, who's going to run against him? Cuomo, the one who was kicked out of the governorship in New York, former governor Mario Cuomo, okay? And the one who allegedly had all those people killed, died, during the pandemic, okay? Now he announced that he's running for mayor of New York. Can you believe that? And he'll probably get elected, folks. Probably get elected. I would much rather see Mayor Adams there than Mario Cuomo. Think about that. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back to our mission. Our mission to get rid of every Democrat we can. Get them out of office, folks. Put Republicans in there, okay? Put Republicans in there. And if you're going to put some... Let's do it. Let's do it. I've talked to quite a few older black folks, and they are staunch Democrats, and they believe that Biden did a great job, you know. But the younger blacks, they know the difference, and that's why the Democrats can't handle that. So a lot of younger black are going, and when I say younger, I mean younger than 50. Okay, some of those over 50, forget about it. They're way out there. And for those individuals who are out there, I'll ask him, how long can you tread water? Because you're on that sinking ship. You know, it's called the Democrat sinking ship. That's what they're on. Okay, all right, folks. This is an election year. It's local, and it's for city council and mayor. Mayoral positions, okay? And it's nonpartisan, which means they don't run under the umbrella of Republicans, Democrats, or independent. Excuse me. They just run. And in Mobile, the Democrats want Mobile. They've gotten Birmingham, and look at the crime in Birmingham under the Democrat rule. They've got Selma. Okay, Selma, Alabama, and they've got Montgomery, Alabama, and look at the crime. Look at the crime. Okay, so they want Mobile, which is Mobile County, and they want Madison, which is Huntsville, which is Madison. That's what they want, folks. We can't allow that. And under the umbrella of the Democratic Party, we have so far three blacks, and they're all Democrats. Okay? You know, Burrell, Batiste, and Drummond, Barry Drummond. Folks, we don't want a Democrat to be elected mayor of Mobile. Okay? We definitely don't want that. Don't want that. So I think the election is, do they have a primary? And I don't think they have a primary election. It's sometime in August, the election. Okay? So remember, those three names, Burrell, Batiste, and Drummond, they're Democrats. They are Democrats. Even though they're running under no umbrella, but we know they're Democrats. And we cannot allow them to be elected. So we have to get a Republican in there, folks. Okay? Because in my opinion, Sandy Simpkins have done a really good job over the last 12 years that he's been there. And we need to continue that progress. Sam Jones was a disaster for Mobile in the 8 years that he was there. To me, he was a disaster. Okay? So remember, we cannot allow, and I've talked to our colleagues in Madison County in Huntsville, and they feel the same way I do with Huntsville. Okay? They are not going to allow a Democrat to be elected as the mayor of Huntsville. Okay? Now, what else did we talk about? Ooh, we're talking about so much. Finally, the Israelis have gotten smart. They broke off negotiations with Hamas, and they're bombing the hell out of them, which is what they should do, okay? Now, look at when Hamas, during the ceasefire, Hamas was appearing with the hostages that they were released. They had brand new spanking jungle fatigues on, big rifles, dozens of them, okay? Once the Israelis got tired of their crap and their lies, the Israelis have started bombing them now. Let me see. How many of those individuals that you saw with those Chris uniforms do you see now? None, folks. They take off the uniform, and they try to blend in with the public. But guess what? The Israelis know who they are, and they've already killed dozens of them. But yet and still, the health ministry in Pakistan, or in Gaza, was saying, no, they're Israeli citizens. Okay, they're not telling you they're terrorist warriors. Okay, they can present that all they want, but Israel and America knows who they are, and they're going after them. So, and the good thing about this is Trump is not like Obama or Biden. Trump said, go after them. They're supporting the Israelis. Okay? They're supporting them. Go after them. Annihilate them. Get them out of Gaza. All right? Get them out of Gaza. And that's what they're doing. So congratulations to the Israelis for doing that. And congratulations for the Trump administration for supporting them. They never got the support from Biden and Harris, okay? Never got the support. That's important. Now we look at Yemen with the Houthis. Guess what? Trump has hit them for about 3 days in a row. Now they're stopping all the shipping okay, which is costing countries hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, because they can't use the waterways, the Suez Canal. They have to go all the way down past South Africa, to make that turn. It's got to stop. And guess what? It will stop because Trump is hitting them hard. And you know the great thing about that, folks? He's going after the leadership. The leadership. And I say, let's bomb their city hall. Let's bomb their palace where they live for good. Let's destroy them like we did Hezbollah and Gaza. That's what we have to do. Let's destroy them. And that's what I think will happen, because if they, you know, I guess right now the U.S. is waiting to see what their retaliation would look like. But guess what? They're going to go after them again on the Trump administration. Now, when I was overseas in the 80s and the 90s, folks, I used to wear hat USA all over the place, okay? All over the place. You know why? Because nobody would bother us. We were Americans. All right? On the Bush, on the Reagan, no way. But on the Obama and on the Biden, you think I would wear my cap, the USA? No way would I do that. No way would I do that, would I wear that cap. Okay? But on the Trump, you're going to be able to do that. You know why? Because he will take no names. He will take no names. Now, this is what we need to bring America back, especially in the foreign neighborhood, because it's dangerous in the foreign situation. Now, I would say in Nigeria, one of my agents was ambushed. He took a .45 in the chest. He didn't die. And we got him and sent him overseas, sent him to Germany, and they took the bullet out, and, you know, he's good now. He's good now. But they did ambush him over there because they didn't know who he was, okay? They didn't know who he was. So Biden, let me tell you something. You know, they're quiet now. Harris, where's Harris? They said she's disappeared. You know, where's Walt, her vice presidential running mate? Disappeared. So this is what it's all about, folks. And let's put the pressure on them, on the Houthis, on the Hamas. Let's wipe them out. Wipe them out. And that's what Trump is going to do. All right, folks, time to get out of here. Until next week, I would say Vaquan Dales, everybody. We'll see you. Bye-bye.